At the Baladi Halal supermarket on Fifth Avenue in Bay Ridge, the arrival of Eid has brought the annual rush on specialty items for the traditional holiday meal.
We got lamb coming in right now, fresh lamb. These were just slaughtered today. How many you got today?
Ten.
All right.
Isa Masood is the store owner and the son of Palestinian immigrants. He manages traffic and answers customer questions as a delivery man walks in carrying two lamb carcasses over his shoulder. In the back, butchers prepare cuts of meat under framed inscriptions from the Quran and pictures of the holy sites. Masood's mother, Faria, drops by. She says she cooks Eid dinner for at least 25 people.
You have big lamb, like the whole lamb. You wash it. After you wash it, you spice it. Special spice, Arabic spices. You leave it all night, and in the morning, you do the rice and the meat.
The lamb is stuffed and baked for 7 hours in the oven. It's the centerpiece of the meal, which marks the end of a month of fasting and prayer. With the lamb come many other delicacies.
Olives stuffed with pimento, olives with garlic, almonds. So, I mean, olives are also a big thing. Pickled items are a big thing.
Masood is selling lots of baklava, Turkish delight, and other sweets. But probably the most in-demand item is dates. At the front of the store are a half dozen varieties of the desert fruit from California and Tunisia and Saudi Arabia in boxes of up to 11 pounds.
The dates are a very big thing in our tradition. I dated back to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He used to always eat dates, especially during Ramadan. He used to break his fast on dates.
The exact timing of Eid depends on location and the sighting of the moon, and in much of the Middle East, the celebration began last night. This afternoon, New York's Muslims will be catching up, and no doubt the dates will taste all the sweeter. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.